With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau with growing outrage over a law that will soon require New Jersey schools to teach kids in kindergarten and first grade about sexual orientation and gender identity. Republican leaders are calling on Governor Phil Murphy and Senate President Nick Scutari to stop the law from taking effect until public hearings are held.
When Governor Murphy was asked about the sex ed law, which includes a provision for discussions with 5- and 6-year-old students about what happens if you have boy parts but you might feel like a girl, he said,
"There's some sort of sense that parents have no say, and I would just say emphatically, parents deserve absolutely to have a say in this sort of stuff, along with all other interested parties, but probably none more interested than parents."
Murphy added he does not like the fact that some lawmakers are using this issue to score political points and encourage an us versus them kind of divide. I'm David Mathau.
A Lakewood man was charged with theft after police caught him taking metal from a dumpster at a construction site in Jackson early Sunday morning. The man, Simcha Labovitz, refused to comply with the officer's order and insisted he wasn't doing anything criminal. Labovitz even called 911 while arguing with Jackson police. Starting in a few weeks, any adult will be able to purchase marijuana for recreational use at 13 existing medical dispensaries around New Jersey. An official start date hasn't yet been set and will probably vary by location.
Cannabis Regulatory Commission Director Jeff Brown says the dispensaries convince staff they're committed to prioritizing patient access and supply and can be fined $10,000 a day if they don't. They also outline plans for social equity and labor agreements and now just have a few steps before getting licensed.
It doesn't have to be 30 days. It can be less. It can be more depending on that operational assessment.
Commission Chairwoman Diana Wainew says it's up to the ATCs to comply with their plans and the law and work with towns in advance of their eventual opening.
I do expect to see some long lines and heavy traffic around some of these facilities.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
A Ware Town man has been arrested for using his residence to store and distribute various pain medications and pills containing fentanyl in Ocean County. When various Ocean County law enforcement agencies executed a court-authorized search warrant at the home of Jeffrey Malukas, detectives seized approximately 17 fentanyl pills, 75 oxycodone pills, about 1 pound of marijuana, 4 rifles, 3 shotguns, and a .22 caliber handgun. Support for pump your own gas is not overwhelming in the Garden State. A new poll out of Monmouth University shows us that most New Jerseyans would like the option of self-serve, but they're not clamoring for it.
54% of New Jersey adults support allowing self-service gas in the state, as long as stations are still required to offer full service in some way.
Most people don't think that self-service is going to bring down gas prices. 76% say they'll be about the same as they are right now.
Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, says a clear majority, 60%, are opposed to a pump-your-own policy that gets rid of full service entirely. Murray adds there seems to be a sense of full service pride among New Jerseyans. 55% of poll respondents say being the only state without self-service is a good thing. I'm Dino Flamia.
A study grading the performance of states during the pandemic by a group called the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, headed by Steve Forbes, ranks New Jersey dead last. The report graded states by comparing COVID-19 outcomes based on the number of deaths, the economy, and the impact on education. Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, and Florida topped the list. New Jersey's rate of transmission for COVID continues to rise, but there has been no corresponding increase in hospitalizations. The RT is at 1.23. Just a few months ago, this would have been cause for concern, but hospitalizations remain at just about 330 statewide. In January, it was over 6,000. The Monmouth County Park System is gearing up for the Great Spring Perennial Plant Swap, Saturday, May 7th at 8:30 a.m. at Tatum Park in Middletown, sponsored by Deep Cut Gardens. The idea behind the swap is to dig up a perennial in your garden that has gotten too big for its spot, says culturist Dr. Kate Lepus.
You dig it up, you divide it, and then you would pot those pieces up. We accept pots 1 quart, 1 gallon, 2 gallon sizes.
No aggressively spreading plants will be accepted, though. A list of those plants can be found at monmouthcountyparksystem.com. House plants and vegetable seedlings may also be swapped. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
Saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save money.